Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
One of Boston's proposed police reforms has become reality. Boston Mayor Marty Walsh officially established a new Office of Police Accountability and Transparency earlier this week. The agency, known as OPAT, will oversee civilian complaints against police, as well as internal police investigations, and will have subpoena powers for investigating allegations of police misconduct. Tanisha Sullivan is president of the Boston chapter of the NAACP and is on the Boston Police Reform Task Force that recommended OPAT. She joins us now to talk about it. Good morning, Tanisha, and thanks very much for speaking to Morning Edition.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So let me ask, what's your reaction to finally seeing OPAT being put into place?
This is a significant step forward for us as it relates to policing reform in the city of Boston. It has been a long time coming. Quite frankly, advocates have for years been trying to gain traction on this issue, both within the executive branch and within the city council. And so certainly we know that the tragic murder of George Floyd this summer really set off a national reckoning that did not elude the city of Boston. And it is that event that we certainly give credit to for really spurring both the mayor and the city council into quick action on this issue.
How do you envision OPAT going beyond past police accountability panels in Boston?
Oh, it's a significant, again, a significant step forward. Prior to the establishment of OPAT, which is, as you noted, an independent body, a watchdog, if you will, with now within the city of Boston that has both a civilian review board and an internal affairs oversight panel as part of its structure. Prior to OPAT, we did have an internal affairs oversight panel like body. However, that body was significantly limited in scope. They had the opportunity to review about 20% of internal affairs investigation decisions only. And of those 20%, they were only allowed to review the matters that the police department sent to them for review. Under the new structure, the internal affairs arm of the OPAT has wide sweeping authority to review any internal affairs investigation within the BPD. It need not wait for the BPD to determine what they would like to have investigated. Additionally, as was noted, we now have a civilian review board. The civilian review board, controlled by civilians, by residents in the city of Boston, now has the authority to investigate any matter relative to policing that it deems appropriate. And both bodies now have subpoena power.
Just after officially creating OPAT, Mayor Walsh vetoed legislation from the city council that would have limited police use of crowd control measures such as tear gas and rubber bullets. What do you think that means for the larger discussion around police accountability, and how much further does the city need to go with police reform?
I think that both the city and the state missed an opportunity as it relates to the restrictions, as it relates to stronger restrictions and limitations on the use of both tear gas, as we know it, and rubber bullets, specifically as it relates to crowd control, so-called crowd control measures. And we are seeing on the news, as we have over the past, 4 to 5 weeks, the use of these so-called less lethal options to control protesters, peacefully gathering protesters, that's of deep concern. And so I was disappointed, again, both the city level and the state level, that we missed the opportunity to significantly limit, in fact, it ban the use of those tactics, whether it's the use of rubber bullets, the use of tear gas, or even the use of dogs as a weapon against protesters.
On another subject, Tanisha Sullivan, speak, if you would, to this moment in Black and civil rights history. As with the vote count in Georgia this morning, it appears that Democrat Raphael Warnock, the pastor of the Ebenezer Baptist Church, where Martin Luther King once preached, is a U.S. senator-elect. He won his race and will become the first Black senator from Georgia.
The election of Reverend Warnock in Georgia is a win that not only reflects the changing face of Georgia as it relates to ideology, but it also presents a very important opportunity from a policymaking standpoint for us to get even closer to a more functioning, shall we say, Senate body. There are hundreds of bills that are just sitting on the sidelines waiting to be taken up by the Senate. Many of those bills relate to civil rights, relate to equity, access, and opportunity. And so, yes, this is a historic win. Looking forward to a Senator Warnock and perhaps a little bit more, but even more excited about what's going to be possible from a policy-making standpoint as a result of his election.
Tanisha Sullivan, president of Boston's NAACP chapter and member of the city's police reform task force, thanks very much for speaking with us this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you.